We have to solve them. So what does 17 say?
Baal Sulam says in letter number 10, and Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Interpretation. Because the mouth of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile, as in, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue, Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, but they will not believe me. Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the klipa, the shell of Pharaoh, sucks it out and rubs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion and a mouth and speech in the exile, still, if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech. If they strengthened themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the klipa of Pharaoh. We have many more excerpts.
So where are they?
18. From Rabash, article number 17, what is, for I have hardened his heart in the work. When one feels his own lowliness, he must believe that it came to him from the Kedusha, holiness. This is similar to what is written about Moses. He went out to his brethren and saw their suffering, and he saw an Egyptian man striking a Hebrew man, one of his brothers, and he saw that there was no one. In the work, we should interpret that precisely when a person has the quality of Moses, called Torah, he can see how an Egyptian man, meaning the will to receive for himself, he says that it is called a man, and with his force called Torah, he sees that it strikes the Hebrew man. That is, for the Hebrew, a man is one who does not do what a beast does, meaning that a man is one who does not use the desires of beasts, as it is written, and he saw that there was no one, meaning that a man will never emerge from him by itself. This is so because that person has the quality of Moses, who is the quality of faithful shepherd, who shepherds the faith for the whole of Israel. And that force awakens a person to see the truth, that he will never achieve the quality of man by himself. This is the meaning of the verse, and he saw that there was no one. This causes him to ask the Creator to give him faith in the Creator, by which he will achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator.
Well, that's a long, and you're welcome. Oh, and what else? You want to read something else?
Yeah, sure. Rabash, article number 35, the 15th of Av. Baal Sulam said about the verse that the Creator said to Moses, and the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a staff. And he said, throw it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. He said that Moses' hands are called faith. It is regarded as of little importance, since man craves only knowledge. Where he sees that there is no knowledge that he wants to obtain, he cannot attain the matter. He argues that he is already exerted in this work, so he can do everything for the Creator, but he did not move one bit. Thus, the body tells him, give up on this, and do not think that you will ever be able to attain it. So, get off this path. At that time, the Creator tells him, throw it on the ground. Meaning, this is what you should do before the people of Israel.
That is